from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today, 94 WIP's Camp Woo-hoo! Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, streamed by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to hitchrv.com. At 1 p.m., Elliot Shurpar is going to join us. We got to get the truth here, because now I've got conflicting information.
It's all over the place, ain't it?
On whether or not he spiked down his notebook when the interception happened. So we'll talk to Elliot when it's all said and done, where he ranks Jalen's training camp in the accomplishments among Eagles quarterbacks ever. So
in the training camp pantheon.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there, all-time stuff. So we'll get Elliot coming on the show at 1 o'clock today for a little stock up, stock down as camp comes to an end there. And before we get back to all your calls on the Phils and, of course, with our spot in the Fantasy Football League here and the Georgia guys. Hugh, I enjoyed the interview that we just did with Reed Blankenship, and I was impressed with a couple things. I was struck with how honest he was about last year when you asked him. They weren't on the same
page. I don't like to bring up the past, but I had to ask.
But you did. But then he spun it to now, and he basically said this is as tight of a group as he's ever been a part of. So, at least in his perspective, it's gone from no one on the same page to they're all together right now.
And it kind of plays into everything that I thought, Joe, and everything that I think that this team could be. Communication is key. I mean, I know you say that. That's in everything that we do. This team did not communicate well last year. Reed kind of confirmed that for me. There were a lot of times out there on the field you're looking like, damn, what are they doing? Sounds like they came in with a game plan, and I hate to be – like that. But you remember that old G.I. Joe cartoon when they say knowing is half the battle?
Yes.
It's the truth. If you know what to do, it makes it so much easier to do your job. And I'll say this. We've talked to a lot of defensive players. Reed was the absolute most enthusiastic one that we've talked to the whole time that we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
He was the most forthcoming, you know. And I think part of that is because he's done this with us before. So it was easy for him to talk to us, and I appreciate that from him, because last year was tough, and he alluded to that. He alluded to how tough it was, but he also alluded to how they came in this year with a focus on making sure that whatever it was that happened last year did not happen again. That's why I asked him the question. You notice that, like I said, I don't like to live in the past, but I knew because of the relationship that we have with him that he would probably give us a little bit more than anybody else, and he did. And he came in with the right attitude. He talked about how, you know, this year is better because guys came in with a different mindset, and they knew that they had to be better than they were last year.
I also thought it was interesting. We asked about Vic Fangio, right? And you brought up a fair point that you know, even though he's had success forever, his last stop, those guys did not speak very highly of him when he left Miami.
Yeah.
And Reed brought up the point that maybe if you haven't had an old school coach, it might rub you the wrong way. But if you've had one, and, you know, he could have been talking about high school or college. I don't know what he was referencing. But, like, you could tell he obviously at some point he had an old school coach, so it doesn't bother him. You know, I hadn't thought about that because sometimes we break this down almost generational. Like, the young guys, they don't like the old school approach.
Yeah.
But if you've been coached like that before, it's probably no big deal. And he made it seem like he's had a coach like Vic somewhere along the line, and so he's used to it.
Well, and this is how I look at it. Like, we've talked about it off the air, the Tua Tagovailoa situation.
And if you missed it a couple days ago, Tua was on the Dan Lebertard show, and he
basically threw Coach Flores under the bus.
Yeah, he basically said he was a bad guy when he coached him because he
talked bad to him,
overly hard on him. Yeah,
and my thing is this: now Tua can feel the way that he felt, and Coach Flores, I'm not saying that he was right, but when you think about that Miami situation, there's a lot of moving parts, and if you go back and you know during revisionist history, if you think about that whole situation, they were trying to get Tom Brady. They were trying to get Tom
and
Brady.
And Deshaun Watson.
Yes, they were trying to get a few other quarterbacks. So that's just not Coach Flores. That was other people in the organization. Those plans just fell through. So I just felt like Tua kind of internalized that probably a little bit too much, and not knowing that this is the nature of the beast. Sometimes, man, it might feel personal because, like, I remember when I got cut here, it felt personal. But as you grow older and you look back on it, it's not his business. It's business. I understand that it's kind of hard because, you know, especially in professional sports, you always hear that word family being thrown around. I mean, you're family until you can't play anymore. I mean, and that's just the reality of the situation. So, you know, you can't be super sensitive, I don't think, in certain situations. You have to understand that as tough as it is, it's a business. And you can't go that route. And I think Reed understands that. This is a business. And Vic Fangio's job is to make this team better. Vic Fangio's job, his number one job is to make this defense better, not be your best friend.
I also think some guys, they don't accept that maybe they're part of the issue.
Part of the problem.
Yeah, why is the old school coach yelling at you? Maybe you stunk today.
Yeah.
Right? Like maybe
you need to do better.
Right, exactly. So I had, in my life, I had one boss I would consider, and I think his employees would consider, like, a hard ass, like he was a lot. He was never to me, though, Hugh. And I worked hard, so he was fine. He didn't have any problem with me. Other people I noticed when they weren't working hard, he was a yeller, he was a screamer. Like, it happened to me once, but I never received the brunt of it. And I think it's because he saw I always worked hard. So maybe with Tua or Reed, like, maybe he doesn't.
Who's talking about now?
No one here. No one. Thought, it's actually not a radio show.
Because you know, it's funny because when you said all that, yeah. I immediately thought of Angelo.
Oh, no. Well, he wasn't boss of mine.
Yeah.
But he was hard on his coworkers.
Yeah.
No, but that's a good one, yeah.
No, but because...
Oh, I was referencing something not in radio, yeah.
No, because when you said it, I remember when I first started doing radio. Now, I would be... Like, Angelo used to always tell me, and he used to say it, and you know how Angelo talks to people. Sometimes he's a little bit rough, but I never took it personal because I knew if he's telling me something, especially about the job that we're doing, that... He's coming from a position of he's trying to make me better.
And because he wants to win.
He's a winner. And that's the one thing that I could remember. I remember vividly about him is that he said, always have an opinion. Always have an opinion or something like that. And he was a little bit of a yeller. But, yeah, I never looked at it. When somebody's yelling and screaming at you, it just you got to take the message. Not so much the other stuff that's going along with it, but the message. And I think that's the most important part.
Well, I think it's something we'll come back to as the season goes on with Vic Fangio. Because here's the deal. He's going to be super honest if a guy stinks. I figure he's going to tell us or at least allude to it. And we'll see how these young Eagles defenders handle it. My guess is just from talking to Reed, he's going to be fine. He's had a coach before, too, that it was hard, and he dealt with it. So we'll see. But that was certainly interesting. 215-592-9090. You can react to the Reed Blankenship interview there. The Phillies. And, of course, your spot, the A spot, could be yours in the Midday Show Fantasy League. We're drafting next Wednesday at Chickie's and Pete's live draft. Hopefully Hugh doesn't fall asleep here. And our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right. Who are you blaming the most for the Philly second half slide? Rob Thompson, the star players, or Dave Dombrowski? It's a runaway here. The star players, 78%.
As it should be.
Rob Thompson getting 17%. Dave Dombrowski only at 5%, skating by. even though I mean, he did skate by. I mean, that he skated by.
I look at it like this.
He didn't do a whole lot at the deadline to move this, specifically bullpen. He upgraded, but it's not like they added an arm they could use. They really just swapped out two for two. They swapped out Dominguez and Soto.
Yeah, they didn't get any
and
extra.
They got Estevez and Banks, and it's probably better now, but maybe could have used one more guy.
I look at it like this. I got the guys. I got the horses. They just need to perform. And they, to that point, they haven't been performing. They have not been performing.
You're right.
No, I saw that water ice they're putting out there. I was
getting distracted in here?
Focus, yeah, buddy.
Focus. This is the last day at camp. Go to the whistle.
I'm just saying. They put that water ice out there. Kind of lost my train of thought a little bit. But, yeah, it's like you believed in your guys, and right now they're not performing for you. Like, you gave them 2 days off. And the guy that you needed the most that you thought that was going to respond to the 2 days off, he fell short. For you know what the worst thing that happened to me today was? Well, one of the worst. Well, the only
they ran out of Swedish fish ice.
They did that. And Howard walks up to me in all his kingdom and said, "Boy, good thing they gave Bryce Harper those 2 days off."
Oh, Howard.
It's a joke.
So Howard was vindicated?
It's a joke. He's a fraud.
Yeah. He felt like he said something. I'm like, man, listen, you got to step up in situations like that.
Yeah, anytime Howard feels right, the rest of us feel bad. I mean, that's the way this works here. 215-592-9494. Coming up in 10 minutes, I'll tell you how we're giving away a $50 gift card to Burger King. $50 gift card to Burger King coming up in 10 minutes. Terrence in Springfield. Terrence is back. Hey, Terrence.
Yeah, man, I'm back. Sorry, man. They got me out in Westchester in the boondocks on the truck. But, man, yeah, I was talking about this is totally on the superstars because there's only so much Topper can do. And I was saying I feel like with only giving Topper 1 year on his contract, I feel like the stars are letting Topper down. And if they finish this year out and they poop the bed the rest of the year, this is like a wasted season for Topper. I feel like I see these guys, they still doing shimmies. They haven't played good in 2 months, and they want to sit here still doing shimmies. I don't want to see any shimmies. I said they all can shimmy if they win the World Series. Even Topper could do a little shimmy. But I feel like all the stars in this city, I want to see one of these guys. I feel like we have stars, but we don't have no superstars. I want to see Jalen. I want to see Bryce Harper. I want to see Bryce Harper and Joel Embiid. I want to see one of these guys. Well, like, how you want your career to be? You want to be a legendary status? Like, somebody has to take their team by the helm. We saw it with the Eagles, the Sixers last year. You can't trust these guys. And one of these stars, they got to produce. To have all those stars on top of your lineup and no one hitting, to me, it's asinine. Like, why? I can see it. Usually a team has, like, one star not hitting. But all of them?
Yeah, well, we have all of them. And it's right, crippled the lineup. Terrence, it has crippled the lineup. And we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, the thing about Topper and his role in this, look, Bryce Harper's not going anywhere, right? He stinks the rest of the season. He doesn't have a good play. He's here. I mean, he's not going anywhere. Trey Turner's not going anywhere. Topper's the one. If they don't figure this out and they have an early exit in October, there's a real chance Rob Thompson is the one that takes the fall for this. Whether or not it's his fault, I mean, that's not even germane to it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what happened, right? Would,
I feel like it all depends on how the collapse happens. I mean, but to your point, yeah. But I think that Dombrowski has some say in that as well.
But he's not going to get fired.
No, he's definitely not going to get fired because, man, only thing I think of when I think about the trade deadline and what they did not do was that they basically said, you know, you guys are trending in the right direction, and you guys are going to be the ones to get it done.
Now, I will say this about the trade deadline, and I agree with Kyle, they could have done more. The jury's still out. I mean, Austin Hayes had only played what? How many games did he play here before he pulled his hamstring? 10?
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's on a rehab assignment. He could be back quickly here, and then we'll see. You know, we'll see. You know, he's got to help. Otherwise, it's not good enough. And Estevez really hasn't had much of a chance. He blew the save Friday. It was his first chance at a home save. They haven't been winning a lot of games, so it's almost like, what is he doing? Like, he's not playing a big role. They still have a chance, those two, to help a lot down the stretch. We'll see if they do. Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio. What's the Gilio?
What's up, man?
Chuck, what are you thinking?
Hey, listen, I got to say this. You can know what to do all day long, but if you have the Pistons to do it, it ain't going to get done. I don't know if Reed Blankenship is the best option at safety. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? But I do think...
All right, before you go on, Chuck, who do you think – so obviously Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is going to be one of the safeties. Who's the second? Because until Sidney Brown gets healthy, I think Reed's the best option.
No. Vontae Maddox is the best option to me.
It could be. But, Chuck, he hasn't played much safety in a while. Like, he did it when he was young. Maybe. I'm open to it, Chuck. I just haven't seen him play it for a while.
Yeah, but he knows how to play it. I mean, I've seen Reed Blankenship play safety. And I ain't impressed. I mean, I'm just saying. The guy, you know, you can know what to do all day long. You can have camaraderie with your team. But if you don't have the Pistons to do it, you're not going to do it. I mean, I know Vontae Maddox can get me the football. I need guys that can turn the football over in that secondary. And you put him next to CJ GJ with the corners we got, now you're saying something.
It's fair. If I had a guess, my guess is Reed's going to start in Brazil, but the lease is short. I mean, if he doesn't play well, he's got it. They'll take him off the field.
Yeah.
I would hope so. I just want to put the best players possible in that defense out there to maximize our chances of being a good defense. I think the defense is going to be pretty solid once the season goes on. At the beginning of the year, you're not going to see it as much. But once these guys gel and they're out there barring injury, I think that they can get better and better and better as the weeks go on. And that's my opinion about the defense. Those guys are going to show up, those Georgia guys. They weren't just good in college. You know, Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, N'Kobe. I like what I'm hearing about N'Kobe. You know, those guys are going to show up. You know, they show up, then you're talking about a all-world season this year because the offense is going to be lights out this year.
It would change their ceiling. Yeah, then we could start thinking about 12, 13, and you know those kind of win totals. All right, Chuck, what do you think about Bryce? What do you got,
man? Bryce, I blame Bryce. I blame Bryce Harper. I do, because I always say this team, the Phillies go where Bryce Harper go, and I don't say that because I got lips. And if I can say when a team is doing good, I can say it when they're doing bad. This team goes where Bryce Harper goes. And if they want to reach the level of success that we think they can reach, if Bryce ain't performing, they ain't going nowhere. Simple as that. He is the heartbeat of this team. We need him to start performing like an MVP like he was at the beginning of the year. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the contract is bothering. I don't know if he's injured. I don't know what the case may be. But I need for him to start showing up for the Phillies to get back on track. I think they're done. But if he show up, and he shows being the player that we need him to be, and we know he can be, and carry this team, then the team will follow suit. They go where Bryce Harper goes. He goes in the dumps, the Phillies go in the dump. It's simple as that.
It is. You know, go back to last year in the playoffs, Chuck. They win game one in Atlanta. They lose game two when he gets thrown on the bases. And what happens in game three? He hits the bombs. He stares down Arcia. And that's it. The Braves were finished and the Phillies were rolling.
They were done. You know what I mean? Batting them at the bank. That carries them. You know, it's so many moments that Bryce has to show you that this team goes where he goes. I know you say Schwarber's the leader. That's fine. You know what I mean? He could be the leader. But the best player on this team is Bryce Harper.
He is. We agree on that. Yeah, and they need him. All right, Chuck, what do you got? What makes you feel old?
Well, when I watch Trot Jr. out there, when I watch Marvin Harrison Jr., I watch their fathers play, and they were some of my favorite players. And then when I see their sons in the league, it makes me feel like I'm a little bit, you know, a little bit old. You know, I mean,
Chuck, that's a good one.
That's a real good one.
I feel that a lot. Chuck, we appreciate that. That's a good one. Hugh, I'm at the point now where I watch the full careers of players, and now their sons are stars.
Yeah.
Like baseball, Vladimir Guerrero, right? He was one of my favorite players. I watched his whole career, and now his son is in his prime, like MVP kind of player.
Yeah. I mean, that is something that's sobering, because I remember when our kids, Trot's kids and my kids, we were running around the track, and I just remember them being little boys doing it. And now you see him a grown-ass man wearing his father's number. Yeah, that is something that when you look at it, you'd be like, yeah, that does make you feel old.
You know what else is about to come? And this is probably going to make people feel really old. We're about to have a third generation. Now, it's not quite father-son, but he's at Texas, Arch Manning.
Yes.
So that will be a third generation. Yes. Right? It's the dad, his sons, and then a grandson of Arch, a different brother.
And you know what's funny? I was just looking, as a matter of fact, it just came across my my social media page. A lot of guys, like Donald Driver's son, is playing in college now. It's another wave of young NFL players that I play with whose sons are getting ready to go to college and play college football and things of that nature, man. It's just like, wow.
Well, I mean, Deion coaches his own son in college football.
Yeah, it's just wild to see how that is being a thing now. Like, the kids that are following their father's footsteps, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I don't, Hugh, I mean, I don't know if it's because they've had better access to training, because obviously their fathers had resources. They're good, too, right? Yeah. Like, I know the Bronny thing is kind of funny to people, and Kyle flipped out about it for a week back in the spring.
What's that, nepotism?
Yeah, he's not. That was nepotism, and he's not very good. But most of these guys are good. Like, they're legitimate players, you know, whether it be the genes or the training they got. All right, let's grab Fabian, who's in Miami. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Fabian. What are you feeling?
Yeah, man, just real quick, just hearing you guys talk, I mean, just what makes you feel old, man, just hearing all these people complain about Vic Fangio, like how he's hard and this and this and that, that's what's wrong with the newer generation, man. You can't even be tough on nobody anymore without somebody crying.
And that was when we were younger, Fabian. That, I mean, if you weren't a grumpy –
You cussed out and called a weenie all the time.
If you weren't a grumpy defensive coordinator, what were you? Yeah, they were all grumpy.
Yeah, and Hugh, what's wrong with you people, Hugh?
What do you mean? What did I do? I didn't even say you people today.
You people a lot of times.
Since when can I call my 4-year Pop Warner career a career?
No,
tell him, Fabian. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I apologize for that. It was just the way that he said it. I just needed clarity.
I mean, not everyone had 80 sacks in the league. I made the intramural all-star team at DeSales University, and I still have my T-shirt. Thank you.
My bad. I did not mean it. I know it sounded bad the way I made it sound. I did not mean
he
it that
He laughed
way.
At us, Fabian.
I did not
he
mean
laughed
it that way.
At us.
Fabian, I'm working on my delivery. I'm working on my poker face. That wasn't good on my part.
You got a lot of work to do.
I did not know.
You better believe my kids going to hear about my glory days, man.
No, my bad. Man, I apologize to anybody that plays sports on any level. I didn't mean it that way, but it was just I just found it kind of funny when they said career. I just did. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, and the Georgia boys, man. I think they're gonna have a big step this year. Like you guys were saying, Fletcher Cox is not here. Hassan Reddick's not here. These guys have no choice but to step up. You know, they're Jordan Davis. He's coming in year three. You know, he's lost some weight. Like you said, if he can keep it off, I think he can have a big step this year. I think he's got more experience, and he needed a guy like Vic Fangio to put, you know, not to baby him and just to push him and let
push
him know.
Push him a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And for Jalen Carter, I mean, dude's a beast, man. I just think he's like a, you know, once in a generation, a talent. He definitely will show it. And as far as Nolan Smith, I like Nolan, man. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm rooting for the guy a lot. Like, I really want him to do good. But I just feel like I don't think he has that grown man strength yet, Hugh.
Yeah.
When you see him out there on the –
Yeah, he did. Yeah, like he did bulk up. He did upper body.
He did, but you know what it is with Nolan. He basically is. He needs to control his body better to me, man. It's just like sometimes he's out there like a, what's it called, a baby deer,
like a chicken with his head cut off,
like a little baby deer.
Yeah,
running around with his little legs and stuff, like getting bounced around like a little pin, only a little pinball machine. They need to do better, a little bit better.
Yeah, like I said, and then N'Kobe Dean. I think that like anybody can have a good training camp. You know what I mean? But I just feel like he needs to show it. And I think he will, honestly. I think he, you know, with that injury that set him back last year, I think that played took a big toll on his mental.
Oh, I'm sure. And with him, it's always health. Fabian, we appreciate the phone call. Thank you for putting Hugh in his place about all that stuff. All right. We got Elliot coming up next.
You got a kick out of that.
Well, yeah, because you, I mean,
I didn't mean
all
it.
Of us.
I didn't mean
you insulted
kind.
The glory years.
I didn't,
for so
I didn't,
many.
I didn't mean it.
I know
kind
you
of
did.
Way.
All right. Camp Comeback Stock Watch Text. Elliot's going to join us for a special edition of that as camp comes to an end, as did Jalen Hurts' interception streak. We'll let you hear what Darius Slay had to say about, you know, kind of baiting Jalen into an interception. Your calls to the Phillies and what makes you realize you're getting old for a spot in our fantasy. Plus, we got the $50 gift card to Burger King right now. Embrace the heat this summer with the all-new fire menu now available for a limited time at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. All right, caller number four right now, 215-988-1258. That's caller number four, 215-988-1258. Wins a $50 gift card to Burger King. Elliot next and all your calls on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Do y'all remember when I got that special care package from my friends at Hatfield with their new Southwest Seasoned Tenderloin flavor? Well, I got some good news for all of y'all. It's now available in your neighborhood Acme. Hatfield Southwest Seasoned Marinated Tenderloin boasts a bold flavor profile with just a hint of heat that brings a vibrant southwestern kick to every bite. I'm speaking to the grill masters now. It's time to elevate your grilling game. Visit simplyhatfield.com and find your flavor. Find your flavor today with Hatfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.